This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And welcome. Good afternoon also. This is Ihlangana Midday Show with myself, Mvelo Akahadebe. And remember, we did promise you that interview with Usisi Nomfundo Moha. Hopefully, we do have her on the line right now. Usisi Nomfundo, how are you?
Hi, Bhuti Wakabhungane, unjani?
Hey, wavelwa ngibiza kamnandi. I'm very good, this is Swami. How is your day?
Oh, so far so good. Ngithanda nokubingelela abalaleli libe MUT.
Thank you very much. So let's just get straight into it. So I'm sure you have some other things that you want to do. So let's start from the beginning. So you started your career at 16. That is very young. So what inspired you to go into music?
It has got to be I'm a schoolmate army at the time. Babengevebenothando and babekuguzelana if bebonuti are good at something. Eskoleni, there used to be ama talent shows, and that's when they discovered what I can actually sing. Basibang encouraged to actually start writing my own songs. So at 16, I started writing my own songs, but it debut single yami ngai rilizango 2020, which was Ililizela.
That is amazing. Speaking of Yonage, Ililizela, a beautiful song. Lilizela, wem lili. I don't have that voice, but it's such a beautiful song. So it's such a beautiful song, man. So did you expect it to be that big when you wrote it, when you sat down and put down those lyrics?
Thank you so much, firstly. Ngingasho ngithi ingoma engangikholelwa kakhulu kuyo, as much as ngangazi ukuthi izongiphathelani or izongibekazi. But I just believed on the song because of equality of production, firstly. Yangithokozisa kakhulu because I had tried to record ingoma before. But ingoma yokuqala engathi mangiyirekhoda ngafila like le it's worth going all out for. It was Ililizela. I spent yonke imali engangithola i-allowance that time. Kwasiza i-COVID, in fact. Ngathi nje I'm just gonna put this money ekuthenini ingoma itholakale on all digital stores. Also, ukuze abantu bezokwazi ukuthi bangithathe serious uma ngithi I'm an artist efisa ukuyibona ekwelinye izinga one day.
So you were in varsity at that time?
Yes.
So it must maybe one gelula to balance like doing music and varsity life, but how did you manage to balance those two?
Ngingasho ngithi into eyenza impilo yami ibe lula, as much as i-COVID yaba into embi, kodwa mina khona ubuhle engingapointa nge-COVID because wonke umuntu had to go home ngoba kangamela ngisibe in contact. So ukuba semakhaya kwa-resulta to virtual learning. So we didn't have to go to campus. I didn't have to spend money on food. So unesas wa mina ke, I saved it ukuthi ngisebenzele ku-music. And it did work for me because ama efforts ami or putting the song out there in my digital stores, yona eyalidele ekuthenini abantu babe exposed to uNomfundo, ifanbase yami yanyuka, ngathola nama opportunities.
That is amazing. I wish to be you. Mina wami unesas, I don't even know ukuthi waphelela kephi. Yes, but see, you graduated with a degree in social work while doing Wonage lo mculo lo. So, and your music is very touching. So, could you say that your studies maybe have an influence in the music that you do?
Too much, man. Too much. I have to thank ama lecturers in social work. Ngokuthi bangifundisa about ama social work values. Because ngingasho ukuthi impilo yami, even though I'm not practicing social work right now, but impilo yami eningi is based on ama social work values engawafunda laphayana. Even indlela engicabanga ngayo and the way I write my songs, it's based on uNomfundo nobusonhlala kahle bakhe.
That is amazing, man. You're such an inspiration to all the beautiful ladies out there. So cannot like continue without speaking about this song, Iphakade Lami, a huge song in South Africa and maybe even outside of South Africa. So it's became a huge success. How did you come about like putting all those collaborations together, like Ushasha and Amifagu?
Collaboration, it was Amandla noma i-effort ye-team yami because mina at that time ngingasho ukuthi ngangakabi namandla atheni ukuthi ngifinyelele kuma-artist amakhulu njengo-Ami noShasha. So it was their effort. But the concept of the song was my idea and I had already started working on the song. So ngithe mangisebenza phezulu kwengoma shothi bona babona ukuthi okay, they feel like bangafitha kahle on the song, and they reached out to them, babathola, and they got them ukuthi ba record ama verses up. Baqhamuka sebengisurprise ngokuthi how does this sound, do I like it, because mina usually mangenza ingoma vele I start the song number making it okay, amandla njengamandla aphelela la, I will give it the song later on. So it was the same case with Iphakade Lami. I wrote the chorus, I wrote my verse. Ngayishiya kanjalo ngithi ngizobuyela kuyona, kanti they had better plan.
So you had a hit and you're just sitting around.
No, man, but I was, hey, ngang stress by school, kanzima kabi.
Imagine being stressed by school, lapho you are sitting on like a multi-platinum single.
Yeah, hey, unkulunkulu uyamangaza. Sometimes if I think about it, nami, I just realize ukuthi kuningi okuhle okuphathekayo engathi ukuthi unkulunkulu usengenzele khona. Because I was really, really stressed in school at that time. I was even going to forgive myself ukuba ngaba nomlenze. That's how hectic it was. And angisiye umuntu ke othanda ukuhluleka mina. But that time I was like, I will forgive myself because it was just too much. But ke ngomusa kaNkulunkulu konke kwenzeka kahle.
That is amazing, man. So you have like a huge fan base now. You have a huge bunch of followers. But how do you remain true to yourself? Because we've seen people in the industry tend to change once they get that fame that they get. But you have remained so grounded, and so you always like try to connect with your listeners.
Ngingasho ngithi nginenhlanhla yokuthi ngibe nabalandeli who understand me and who love me for who I am. So angiziboni nginengcindezi or nge under pressure yokuthi kumele ngi-acte in a certain manner to be accepted. They accepted me ngendlela engiyiyo, and lokho kungenza ukuthi ngibone ukuthi no, because abantu bangithandela ukuba ulona ufunde nguwuyo. So why should I change myself within ngizofitha ekuthenini kumele ngifane nosibanibani nosibanibani? People love uNomfundo, and so I should give them uNomfundo.
That is amazing, man. So you recently released a single called Indiza Mshini, Yohambisana ne Black Diamond. I think it's a collaboration, eka artist asilindele. But I want to know ukuthi why now and what influenced it.
I believe ukuthi yonke into inesikhathi sayo. Like baningi abanye abantu ebengiseze ngikhiphe ukusebenza nabo, and mhlambe into ithola ukuthi mayenzeka manje, and nakhona angiba blame because it timing maybe that ngaleso sikhathi kwangasi. Ekufikeni kwami nabo they were occupied ngezinto zabo, or nami focus yami ibikwenye into. So now sekuthe ukuthi kube khona that breather, and sekulula ke manje ukuthi nami ngicommunicate directly with amanye ama-artist engisukusebenza nabo. And also in design, the moment ngiyenza, I just thought of Black Diamond. I just knew immediately ukuthi angifuni omunye umuntu, but I want them on that song.
That is amazing, man. Speaking of, there are a lot of people that you still want to work with. Maybe could you name a few those few collaboration that you've wished that you could work with these people?
Okay, I've became lucky with the likes of Abord, Pondi, Daimane. I'm still hoping to work with more hip hop artists as well, because as much as means Afro pop, but ngiyathanda ni hip hop, and ngiyathanda ukuthi ngiyiz expose na wamanye amazwara to explore and to grow as an artist. So ngiyafisa ukuvakasha kakhulu ku hip hop, and also I do wish to go international one day. I feel like abantu abaningi that I've wished to work with in South Africa ngisebenzile nabo, but that's not the end. Ngisazosebenza nabanye, and I hope you two amelivela I will get to work with more upcoming artists as well.
Speaking of diving into other genres, you released a beautiful song. I think you were featured on it by DJ Bongse. It's called Aung Fanele. So can you expect that kind of work maybe in the future, that type of sound?
Most definitely, because I also love the house, kakhulu, especially the Afro house, Afro tech. I love it. So I'm still hoping to work with the likes of Abo San El Musician, Abo Dakapo, because abanye babantu labo abang encourage the sound yabo Afro house and Afro tech.
That is amazing, man. So you've been in the industry for a while now. So what could you say is the biggest lesson that you have learned, both as an artist and also as a person, as a Nomfundo?
So I've learned ukuthi it's very important to stay true to yourself, because in this industry, it's very easy to lose yourself, and you could just lose yourself unganakile, because you're just going with the flow. So it's important that whenever you get a chance, just sit down, ebese uthathe breather, and reflect, saying, okay, you should go point A, now point B, where to from here. You need to stay focused all the time. Be careful of abantu basondeze duze kwakho, because labo bantu can either make or break you.
That is beautiful, man. So you are a huge inspiration, and I think one of the things that people love you or like you the most is because you are well educated, you have a degree. So maybe do you see yourself using your platform, Leona Yomanje is a musician, in helping others, especially given your background in social work?
Yeah, I do see myself doing that. Njengoba ngisho also ukuthi at some point in ngisukuzibona ngi-update other upcoming artists, maybe doing a mini EP with them, ngibafeature there, okanye nje ngivule ishashalazi lokuthi okay, umuntu akangisindela ingoma, if ngiyithandile, they can feature me on that song, kube ingoma yabo, and then mhlampe ingahambi basikise somewhere or iba expose to the right ears, abantu mhlampe abazobasiza ukuthi ba-update i-career yabo. So for me, that is part of the social work, just applying it to music at this time. It's okay, kunomunye umuntu out there ofisa ukufinyelela ku point B, but mhlampe yimi engakwazi ukuthi ngimsize ukufinyelela lo point B. That's what I want to do.
Oh, that is very amazing. That is amazing. Hopefully the people are listening and bazozama ukuthi basondele bacela usizo. So before we let you go, any music that you are currently working on, or you just pushing this single in this machine?
Even tomorrow, man, I'll be having a lot of studio sessions, because mina I believe that penini noma athiwa khona ingoma ikhiphile noma athiwa inhle kanjani, but you shouldn't stop working. Whenever nje uthola a chance yokuthi ube nama creative, use that chance to your advantage. Do as much music as you can ukuze ungabi under pressure for what's next.
That is amazing, man. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for connecting with us on MUT Radio and for sharing your experience also. So before we let you go, where can people find you on social media, your music, and also maybe how can they book you?
Abantu bangangithola on social media ku Instagram, basethe uIM Nomfundo Mo. On Facebook, it's Nomfundo Mo _ music. Twitter or X, it's Nomfundo _ Mo. For ama bookings, abantu, they can call this number, 081-208-8025. It's 081-208-8025. It is for bookings. It's not my personal number. So number in management, yami, it is strictly for bookings. Ngiyabonga kakhulu for the love and support. Umculo ukhona kuma digital stores.
Thank you very much. And before I let you go, sengivuka ubusoka nje, you have a beautiful voice, and not only your singing voice, but also your speaking voice, man. Thank you very much.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio. We look forward to the music.
Thank you so much, fam. Nizinakekele, nibe kahle.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.